Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome out tonight, y'all. Uh-oh. We got the Dagger.
Yeah. Yes.
And also tonight.
Uh-oh.
Making his 2009
uh-oh
debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sex with Chocolate out
Sex
here tonight in the band.
Sex with Chocolate in the house.
Ha-ha. Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Ha-ha.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the Dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women.
But
I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga bust your lip. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, Dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to gay me up, I hit him with a better eye. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to change.
I could never love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We
I can't say that, I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never had me? Raw dog and every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have me. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the Dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom could run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work, and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs and daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. I won't give you anything that you need.
What you say?
Except for my erection.
What else?
We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust between you.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the duke shoot.
Cool,
high heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback.
Track.
Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred's just a fuck, who me?
Not
never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you pay me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over
dick
and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke dumb.
Take
the case left and right. Getting raped here and there, and then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know. You ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
Right.
Except for my erection, we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah, ooh, that's the Dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out, Sex with Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how it works out and how it goes. The Dagger, Westside, LA, all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
and
truth.
That's all you get,
that's all, that's all I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm burnt.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is is very good that the beloved and prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Yeah.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Oh, bang out radio. Right. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
What's cracking?
I don't. I just need
West Coast Wednesday. Hub Nice. Dagger, Queen V, how you doing, Queen?
I'm good. How about you?
I've been a lot better. But like I said, I'm alive. We're breathing. We're here. So let's just keep it moving and keep it pushing. All right? But let's start it off as we always do. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, and no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you. Thank you, Topaz, for letting us do what we got to do over here. And also, we are looking forward to when you get back on the airways, and watch out for that X&B Inked Out squad, y'all. They're doing big things out there in Vegas, so make sure you pay attention to them, all right? Next, all independent artists. Everybody, keep sending in y'all music. I'm getting a lot of new music. Got some I'm going to play tonight. Got some for Slap Sundays. Like I said, keep sending in your music, all right? All new music. If you've been sending in music and you got new music, make sure I get the new music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen V. Queen, let them know where they can send it to.
They can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. So make sure y'all got the hope y'all got that. Make sure y'all keep sending your music, all right, to either one of us. Either way, it's going to get in rotation. We're going to find a place for it, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of the day to talk about the show, to spread word about the show, to support these independent artists, support me, support Queen, support Bang Out Radio, support Reality Radio, all right? So, again, for all y'all real motherfuckers out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep, again, spreading the word. Let everybody else know that this is where reality is, all right? Good, bad, ugly, whatever happens, it could all go down here, and it all goes down in the course of 2 hours because that's all we got. But at the same time, we make it happen. All right, so I got a lot of things on the menu today. A couple things I want to talk about. New beauty of the week this week. A lot of new music, and it'll be an interesting show. I ain't got no drink. I'm sober as fuck. Got one cigarette, no weed, no drink. So it's gonna be a kind of a sober thing for me, which I'm not used to. But we're gonna keep it pushing and keep it moving. All right, as we always do. So Queen, you ready? You ready to handle things today?
I'm ready to handle things. Just pop in.
All right, y'all. We're going to start off just like this. Brandon Lay, husband, and then, we'll see y'all when we get back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen B.
Say to the woman who has made me.
of all the girls who have been with me. But now I got me a woman and one who loves me. And I swear there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
This. And I ain't even worry, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about
revenge
it.
Revenge is bliss, and it's the haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. To this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guess. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. In God, throughout the struggles, I know my time is due. AM is the name, Deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgive me for my arrogance, execute my high pursuit. Modify my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. But that I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I win against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. Just really anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
for quite
even though they hear me
down
for some time. They won't hold me down forever.
Just because
I'm a man, I'm a boss, I'm a boss,
still I'm a beast.
One time I shot her, nigga, hey, I only got to say, nigga, I'm bang, now you fuck crackers can't now hold me down, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga, just get it, get money, that is. Fuck, never hold me down, no. Come here.
I gotta go
somewhere. Man, come here. Let me show you something.
No, you always say that. Stop it.
Yeah.
DJ Paul.
It's 6 a.m. I feel your skin. You're right behind me.
Baby, if you want it, it's the best time. Been marinating all night. a.m., I'm about to pack up. Late night studio session, about to wrap up. Whole way home, I'm in the zone, tunnel vision. With visions of you and me sending all morning, no religion. 6:05, I'm in the room, pull the covers back. You barely awake, but you shake when I touch your back. Kisses from your spine and a line down to your crack. It's over when I turn you over, Jehovah ain't shit on pack. All I hear is, oh my God, now you finally see the truth. Feeling like a goddess, don't be modest, baby, let it loose. I wanna wade in your woman juice until it's time for me to reproduce. So let it flow, I'm an old soul flawed, so it's no holes barred. When I got you on that headboard, screaming, oh Lord. Back shot after back shot, posture all straight. Told you at the studio that I could not wait. I love how you come early when I come late. And after I arrive, you and I lie straight.
By the way, baby, that was great.
DJ Fall. You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
Coast to coast mixtape DJs.
Which one was the one that got caught with that homely little white gal?
Kobe.
Right, now I know exactly what happened to Kobe. Kobe caught that white fever. White fever get in your blood, man, it'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right, they got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take 5.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Charles Mackey. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Just making sure. Remember, y'all, the show just started. So if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to let us know you want to holler at us, all right? But, Queen, we gotta get in the interview mode. So you ready to work? Is your background cool for at least a little while so we can handle some business real quick?
Yeah, I'm walking around
about your show.
We good.
All right, just making sure. So Dagger's new to beauty of the week this week. Let's see if we can get this going. Miss Bria Lynette.
Hello.
Miss Bria?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing? Can you hear me good?
Oh, right here.
Great.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Bria.
Hi, Bria.
Bria, I can't. Are we good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay, there it is. I was like, I sounded like we were breaking up. How are you this evening?
Hello?
Oh, hold on, it sounds like a lot going on.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Okay, there we go. All right, we good. No, I got my phone cut off for like 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that is you, Queen. I apologize. You got to check your background real quick, Ma, all right, because I was wondering where the noise was coming from. But, Bria, you good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. That's all I'm saying. I was wondering where the noise was coming from. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I could always be a little bit better. I'd be a little bit better if I had some alcohol, some weed, but, you know, like I said, I can't complain. I'm alive, so I'm not even going to trip. But thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for coming through and hollering at me. Go ahead, let people know a little bit about yourself, because, I mean, you can talk about yourself better than I can. Then I can dissect this bio that you sent me, and I can get into my questions. But go ahead, speak on yourself a little bit. Let people know, you know, a little bit about who you are, you know, where you're from, what you're trying to do, things like that.
All right, well, I'm Bria Lynette. I've been professionally modeling for about 3 years now, mostly promotional modeling. I'm 22 years old. I just recently had a beautiful little girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking for an agency right now. I've been going out, pushing out my portfolio to try to get signed from somebody and pretty much just try to make it in this business. It's a lot of competition right now, but, I mean, they always looking for one person, so hopefully I get it.
Hard work, dedication, focus. That's all it takes. And definitely you got the package. So don't let me say that the wrong way. No disrespect when I do say that. But Definitely nothing wrong with anything that I see on my end. But you said about 3 years now, so what made you want to get into modeling? Was it just something that was always, you know, something you wanted to do? Did somebody be like, you know what, you're cute, you should take some pictures? How did you get into it?
Well, actually, my mom told me to get into it because she liked my smile. Everybody tells me I have a really good smile and my cheekbones. But I was just doing it for fun. Like, it wasn't anything too serious until the photographers kept telling me, like, you know, just keep going. You know, all you got to do is just practice on your little facials a little bit more. And, you know, they pretty much was telling me that I got the look that most of the photographers are looking for, as well as the agency. And when I was living out in the Inland Empire near Riverside, that's when I started doing my modeling, taking it a little bit more seriously, and I started getting more hit-ups and starting to get a couple of paid gigs here and there. And I never turned back then. It's just been something that I grew from just doing as a hobby into something I love to do.
And this is something that you plan on being like a career goal? Like, this is just what it is? Is this what the focus is?
Well, like, I go to school right now because you always got to have a plan B, you know.
Exactly. Okay, that's why I like to hear. What you study it?
I go to school for marketing, and that's something that I like to do as well because, of course, in this field, you have to know how to promote yourself. So,
right. And promote yourself the right way. You want to promote yourself in the right light, right? Not just promote yourself, just period.
The right light.
Okay. Bendif, and then single mother. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm not single, actually. My old man, as I like to call him.
I only ask because I mean a lot of single. Well, I mean not a single mother, but that's good. So you got a little bit of support there and everything. I mean, balancing family and career, is that a hard thing to do, or is that something you've been able to be accustomed to?
My priorities are always on point. You know, family is always important to me. It's always come first. And then from there, you know, my schooling, my education, that's something that I'm never going to slack on because that's what's going to get me further in life. But other than that, everything falls into order for me. I don't really have any trouble with anything because my priorities are straight.
That's what I like. And at such a young age. Like, you can't, man, I hear bitches like 40 years old. I'm only calling them bitches because I don't know their names individually. But bitches, old ass bitches that don't even know what they want to do. That's great. Hold on, let me check and see if my co-host is situated yet. Hold on, Queen. Ah, it's a little quiet now. How you feeling?
No, don't play me. I told you I was walking out in the grocery store. So, of course, people be talking. There's other people talking. I'm trying to get groceries. I'm trying to cook. I'm sorry. So,
but did you have any questions, or you want me to let you go?
I apologize, Bria. I really didn't mean to have your interview just be all fucked up and shit. I really apologize on that. I really apologize for that. No, but interview mode. We get all right. So. How you said you've been modeling 3 years now?
About 3 years.
You said three. You said you're not signed, but why? I mean, like, No.
Well, here my question is.
I'm sorry, I've been drinking. No.
To add on my co-host question, then is how does the signing process actually go? How does it work out? I mean, do you send out your stuff to and when you're signed, explain that to me, because I understand when music artists get signed, you know, but when models get actually signed, is it kind of the same thing, like you only work for this group, can't, you know, do certain shit? How does that work?
That's not true. When you have a, if you have a manager or whatever and you're not signed to an agency, you pretty much do different little things, like, you know, sometimes you have a personal thing or something, and you can get paid for that. But when you work with an agency, pretty much they're going to work hard for you. Right now I'm working for myself. I have to promote myself. I have to really get out there to find different shoots and everything. But when you have an agency, they pretty much book that for you. And when you go to an agency that is well-known and well-established, your off-top, your pay are going to be really nice. They're not going to try to get you anything where they're going to give you like $20 or $30 to be sitting there for 3 to 4 hours.
You're going to get some money that's worth your time. Like,
make it seem like, oh, you're just sitting there taking pictures, but, you know, it's more than just sitting there taking pictures because, I mean, if that's the case, an average girl, anybody could just go and model, and if anybody just cannot go and model.
Yeah, they don't know that, though. A lot of people are trying. You know, it's like certain industries are getting saturated because I feel like people are trying to take the easy way out. Like modeling, music, people that shouldn't be doing it think that that's the only way they can do it. They put everything into it that they, you know, they should just – one of those things where it's like just know what you're good at, know what you can do, and do that. Don't do shit because other people are doing it or whatever because you think it's a quick, easy way, right? I mean, it's like one of those things where you know you're good at this, and this is what you want to do. You feel it within yourself that you just want to do this. It's not like you're just trying to get rich quick or anything like that.
Oh, definitely not. Because this business right here, you're not going to get rich quick. It doesn't work like that.
Well, any advice? I mean, for anybody else maybe trying to do the same thing you are, maybe trying to get on some type of level. I mean, what kind of ethic do you have to have within yourself to get to the point that you're at now?
Goodness, stay driven and be able to take criticism and be able to take a no every once in a while. Understand that just because they pick a different girl and not you, it does not mean that you're not as beautiful as the other girl. You just don't have that look. And just stay passionate in what you're doing and stay focused. I mean, you're going to get called back. I mean, out of every 5 calls, you're going to get at least 2 or 3 if you're driven. Stay focused and keep a positive attitude. Anything's possible.
And what are some things people should watch out for? Because, you know, there's a lot of griminess in the industry, I would assume, as well. A lot of niggas trying to get over on people. A lot of niggas saying they one thing and doing something else. So just a lot of bad shit. Any bad stories or anything you can tell people to watch out for?
Other than pushy photographers, like the ones who want you to get a little bit more raunchy or something like that, or like me, I don't do any type of new pictures or anything like that. I respect my body a little bit more than that. I don't really want to be showing it off like that. But,
right.
Like, you have pushy photographers, and no matter what you do, if you do news or implied news, I'm not knocking you, but make sure you read what you sign. Because even if they're amateur photos, trust me, people will pay for some naked photos. So make sure you're reading what you're signing or whatever when you do any type of photo.
Yeah, get the magnifying glass out, read the fine print at the bottom and shit. Like, hold on, what is really going on here? That makes everything straight. Well, I mean, you got anything? Any shows maybe coming up where people may be able to come out, try to catch you, see you somewhere, anything like that? Anything people should look out for at this point?
I don't have any shows booked right now, but I have like about 3 or 4 photo shoots booked for myself in June. I'm actually giving myself this big comeback, seeing how I've been gone for a minute. I just had my daughter last September. So
time to come back. Like,
yeah, I don't know if you've been seeing my workout progress with this Insanity, but, I mean, if you're looking to work out, try the Insanity tape. Sean is great inspiration. Trust me, it's working for me.
Oh, look at you, free promotion. So Insanity works out. You got the picture from before, and then, you know, after you get all swollen and everything, you're going to take the after picture like they do in the commercials and the infomercials. You going to do that?
Yes. I really don't proud of myself. You don't understand. I've always been a small girl, and after I have my daughter, I'm looking like, what am I going to do with myself? But it didn't take me long, you know, 3-4 months, and I was right back. So that's the blessing part about it.
Oh, that's great. Like I said, I couldn't tell personally, but I mean, yes, fantastic. Some girls go through that and just get lazy. You know what I mean? And start complaining about shit instead of just. But that's what I like. Self motivation. I mean, anything you put your mind to, it's like, okay, just do it. And that's the theme that a lot of people don't realize. Because I feel a lot of people are out there waiting for somebody else to do something for them, instead of doing it for your damn self, you know what I mean? So I don't know if you agree with that, but I see that a lot personally, is a lot of people with their hand out expecting something for doing nothing.
A handout? I mean, I don't believe in handouts. Everything that I do, I work hard for it. And if somebody giving out handouts, please let me know.
Oh, fantastic, and I love it. But, Bria, I don't know, I mean, are you a busy woman? I mean, you're more than welcome to hang out the rest of the show, get into whatever we're about to get into, anything like that. I would love to have you hang out, but I don't like keeping people that, you know, don't like to be kept or maybe be busy. Are you busy tonight, or are you hanging out for the rest of the show?
Oh, no, actually, I do have to get ready to go get my daughter. I just
definitely understand that. Well, do this for me then, Bria. Again, let people know your links, where they can holler at you at, where they can be on the lookout for you, if they can contact you, how you want them to contact you. I mean, you never know who may be listening.
That's true. You guys can hit me up. If there's any type of business inquiries, you can always hit me up at my email. It's BriaLene031@gmail.com. And
spell that out for some people, because you know some people are slow. Spell it for them. Just to make sure they got it.
BriaLene031@gmail.com.
There y'all go. Make sure y'all got it. Just any final thoughts you want to tell people? Like I said, just a little bit more advice to these, because like I said, I talk to a lot of models. I don't talk to a lot of models. I try to talk to a lot of models or just girls, you know, because Beauty of the Week is not just about modeling. It's just about, you know, beautiful women, period. Look outside, inside, drive, ambition, which is what you definitely have. And thank you for joining us here today for a little while. But again, because I can't speak on the industry or anything like that because I'm not in that industry. So please, again, let those ladies know who are trying to get into it. Again, what to watch out for real quick, how to stay driven, and, just help them out because everybody needs a little bit of help.
Like I said, watch out for these pushy photographers. Read fine prints if you have to sign any papers. You know, and stand strong in your belief in whatever it is that you're doing, because, I mean, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And, just be driven, stay ambitious, and just keep a positive mind. And anything is possible, like I said. So hopefully whoever's listening, you guys just keep on doing what you're doing.
And I hope y'all paying attention. All right. Well, thank you very much, Bria, for stopping through today. You're always welcome to come back, holler. I mean, like I said, just because you hear this one time don't mean you're never welcome back. So if you find yourself just having some free time or something like that, feel free to call in, check in with us, holler at us. We'll be right here. And also keep me updated on any events you have or anything like that. I'll do the best that I can to help promote and everything as well. Like I said, don't forget about me.
Thank you. I will do so. You have a great night, okay?
You have a good night too, Bria. Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Check it out tonight. Go get the daughter and play good mommy. All right, we'll be on the lookout for you. All right.
Queen V too.
Yeah, she's over there. I got to bring her back in. She's probably mad at me. I'm gonna bring her right back in after this segment because it was just too much walking around in that grocery store. It was just too much going on. I'm sorry. So, but thank you very much for being here tonight. Dagger's newest beauty of the week, and we're gonna get back into the music, and then I'm gonna holler. We're gonna get back into West Coast Wednesday sometime. So again, y'all, 661-621-7559 as always. Chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Check it out, Bria. Make sure you check her out on my Facebook. Make sure you support her. Make sure you support everybody that comes through and fucks with me, y'all. Because like I said, real recognize real, and that's what we are here to do on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And we'll be right back. Holler at y'all.
All right.
Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome in and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it, I smile. You make everything okay.
Something that you can't imagine living life without.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it out now, you make everything okay. I'm feeling that I'm feeling right here. I can seem to fight it
nowhere.
Got me going crazy like a death. I can't ever get you on a system.
I'm turning up the radio, then I play some rock and roll, feeling like some R&B. Ooh, I love the
choosing or you losing is what I always say. So you need to tell me what you're gonna do so I know what I need to do. Real talk. Della. But listen here. I ain't never been into the chase. Either you choosing or you losing, so what's up? You in or out? If not, I gotta keep it moving, cause you ain't the only one trying to be the one and only. Never been the sideline, you make a starter when you lonely. On some play issue, baby, the game ain't changed, nah. Pimp by blood, where you think the game came from? Never miss a good thing until another nigga feeling me. Now you butt hurt thinking about all the possibilities. All the shoulda, woulda, coulda, maybe if you woulda put it down, I probably woulda put up with your nonsense. How he intercept, but you brag about your offense. Love don't live here, check the nearest coffin. Killing them, baby, I be killing them. Icebox where my heart was, no wonder I be feeling numb. Had a good thing, missed out, and now you feeling dumb. One more chance to prove your love, so you better get it done.
Well, alright, yeah, live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, out here that's choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right
show
now?
Me how much
cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now.
I got my H check, 5-piece check. See, it is never ever just about the sex. If you dealing with me, then we will deal in respect. Honesty is priority, otherwise you getting next. You want me to settle down, but you still playing them games. Baby, I see it, I ain't saying no names. They ain't worth it in the first place. Runner up, it's just silly strutting like they first place. But never mind that. Where the time at? Don't sweat their mother again, look, I just wanna dine at. Tryna be patient, how long do you want me waiting? Cause when I move on, I don't wanna hear your hating. Don't speak of loyalty, because I give it when it's given back. You give excuses, so I'm not giving that. Born winner, never losing. Baby, I'm cruising, and I'll even be choosing.
Well, alright, yeah, live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, out here that's choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now.
So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. I mean, I'm saying, all fair in love and war, right?
So won't you just
I know
show
you didn't
me
think me, being who I am, I'd wait around for you.
Right now.
You crazy. Yeah. I mean, I hope this don't get in the way of you supporting my music. Woo.
T. Scott on the beat. Everybody,
Sag. It's a new thing.
Sag.
It's the safest way.
Sag.
Pull your phone out.
Sag.
Sag. Everybody.
Sag.
Sag. It's a new thing.
Sag. Sag.
It's the safest way.
I'm ready, baby. I love how you tactile it. Put your phone to vibrate and rub it on your body. My text, sex game talk real serious. Don't worry about it. I text, sex unlimited. She fantasize about my body daydreaming. She writing caps so I know I got a screaming. Her mailbox over full with my freaky talk. She's texting dirty, baby. That's what a prince want. Now send a picture, baby, through the camera phone. So I can fantasize you with nothing on. I'm ready, baby. I'ma text, text you crazy. Happy go with him. I'm in a text, escalated. Sag. Sag.
Pull your phones out.
Sag. Sag.
Everybody.
Sag. Sag.
It's a new thing.
Sag. Sag.
It's the safest way.
Sag. Sag.
Pull your phone out.
Sag. Sag.
Everybody.
Sag. Sag.
It's a new thing.
Sag. Sag.
It's the safest way.
Sag. Sag.
Pull your phones out.
Sag. Sag.
Everybody.
Sag. Sag.
It's a new thing.
Sag. Sag.
It's the safest way.
Sag. Sag.
Pull your phone out.
Sag.
Never stop me, I'ma do what I can. Hopefully she doesn't stop me. I'm such a devious man, same as the niggas around me. She see that I'm a star, so all of these girls help me. I got a girl at home, oh well, she'll never catch me. I never tell you the truth, so baby, why do you ask me? Is it to see my reaction? Is it to see if I'm different? Girl, I tell you I'm not, so baby, what is your mission? I roam alone, you just tonight. Girls in my phone, but they not in my life. I admit that it's wrong, but it be feeling so right. Such a typical nigga, all of us niggas alike. You might be a good girl, but I'm just like a mother does. I play it like a player, but I never play by the rules. Cause I'm a typical nigga, I'm such a typical nigga. Just because I'm here doesn't really mean I'm with ya. I'm a typical nigga, I'm the typical nigga. Just because I say it doesn't really mean I miss ya. Typical, tip. I'm typical, tip. I'm so typical, tip.
Typical, nigga.
It's not a choice, there's no decision. It can't be voiced, it can't be written. It's just a man thing to be so damn offensive. She said to be good, but I probably won't listen. She said every man she dates, it's just deja vu. They start out perfect, but never make it through. I had a good girl, but at the end I left it too. She said get it together before it's too late for you. I hope I change. Life is so strange. Thanks for the night. What is your name? I can't remember. It didn't matter. I got what I wanted, so I probably won't call after. And every single man lives the way that I've lived. You think your man different? Open up your eyelids. Stop being blind. Stop being shy. You wasting my time. Good thing you ain't mine. You might be a good girl, but I'm just like the mother does. I play it like a player, but I never play by the rules. Cause I'm a typical nigga, I'm such a typical nigga. Just because I'm here doesn't really mean I'm with ya. I'm a typical nigga, I'm the typical nigga. Just because I say it doesn't really mean I miss ya. Typical, tip. I'm typical, tip. I'm so typical, tip.
Typical, nigga. Dynamite, Black Dynamite. And lady, offering Black Dynamite something else is like offering a Jolly Green Giant some frozen niblets. Unless you got something special, miss.
More head. You didn't want more head.
How much more head are we talking?
Black Dynamite.
What are you doing here? I thought you were no longer with the undercover spy honkies from the CIA.
I'm not. Right now, I'm with these dice. Now, if you don't mind, I got some bread to win.
Hey, Black Dynamite, it seems that you're halfway amazing, but all the way mad.
Miss Moorhead, have you lost your mind? This was my game, and she's with me.
Was with you. Your bitch chose me. Now we can handle this like we got some class, or we can get into some gangster shit.
Whatever your name is, it's Bond. James Bond. You bloody well remember.
Yeah, how could I forget? You're the second Bond, James Bond, I met tonight.
I say, old chap, I am Bond, James Bond. Roger Moore. I am Bond, James Bond. There can be only one.
All right, ladies. Black Dynamite just got one rule. Now, if any of y'all happen to be awake in the morning when I'm getting dressed, don't wake up the rest of the bitches.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down. And right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, are you good? Queen, check your mute button. Queen, are you still in the grocery store?
Hello?
Oh. Hello. Are you good? Yeah.
Okay, good. I apologize. Okay, my bad. I wanted to apologize to Bria. I really didn't mean it. Like, I was really in the grocery store trying to get some food. I do apologize. I was not trying to be rude or any of that. I my sincerest apologies.
Are you good now?
I'm good.
Okay, just making sure, because it was funny, because since we're still talking about beauties of the week real quick, because, again, as far as women go, it just amazes me. The thing I don't like, another thing I don't like about women is when they think they're right, or they think they're doing the right thing, or they think they're smart and everything, and they don't realize how dumb they are at that present point in time, because they're just really confident about whatever is going through their head. And then on top of that, the people that support them that don't know any better, They just run behind them. Let me explain. Now, this is recently what happened. Now, the last time somebody had some shit to say about me in this show, you know, I kind of went off a little bit. That was when the lady was talking about the emails and shit, about me sending emails to promote the shows and everything. Now, to make this work more so for Hump Nights tonight, now, because like I said, it's ladies' night, so when ladies do dumb shit that pisses me off, this is when I bring shit up. Now, for me, like I said, what I do, I go when I'm looking for beauties of the week, or you know, I'm promoting and everything like that. If I see somebody who might be somewhat interesting or something like that, I just hit them up like, "Yo, I post a radio show Wednesday, Sunday nights, beauty of the week. You know, you want to come through and be on the show?" Basically, that's what I'll actually read word for word about my things. I host a radio show every Wednesday and Sunday night on Bang Out Radio, and I have a segment called Dagger's Beauty of the Week, where I interview beauties live on air. Just hit me up with my email if you're interested, and I'll email you the info. Real simple, right? Real simple. Nothing. Is there anything disrespectful about that or anything wrong?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Now look. Now this is the first response that I get from this girl in response to what I posted. And like I said, I posted that. That's what I sent to her. Like, bam, here, right? Now this is the response I got back. When you start a segment where you interview intelligent ladies, holla back. Now, she's talking about everybody that I would talk to. I feel like she's talking about all my beauties of the weeks from everyone I've ever talked to.
That's really rude, and that's really disrespectful, because you really out here and you really doing your thing, and for somebody to really just come at you on some foul shit like that.
I mean, like, where did that come from? Like, just because listen. Now, in response, now you know me. Now, when shit like that happens, you know, I got to say something, but on one hand, I want to go one way, but it's like, nah. Now, here's my response to that. Intelligence and beauty don't always run hand in hand, but the women I talk to, they do. Thought you would be one of them. Don't assume things you don't know nothing about. Not too smart. Have a good day. That's what I responded to. Now,
I could have handled that totally different. I feel that was even a respectful way to respond to that.
Right. Right. Okay.
Like, did I say anything wrong? Like, cause,
no,
like,
not at all. I feel that 100% because you came at her, you came at her very respectfully.
She separated intelligence and beauty, right? I didn't separate it. She separated it, right? Because she doesn't think, because in her response, it led me to believe that you don't think beauty and intelligence run together. That's what your response told me. Because I said I was doing beauty of the week, and then you was, and then your response was, well, when you do intelligence of the week or something like that, then hit me up. So beautiful women can't be intelligent. That's
right.
What I got from that.
That's where I.
So that's what I got. So then, like I said, I try to tell her, you know, I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, intelligence and beauty don't always run. And I even try to throw in a compliment. But I thought they would with you. And then I gave a little bit of advice, like, you shouldn't assume things you don't know nothing about, which nobody should. Because that's not that smart, since you want to talk about intelligence. That's all I said. She don't even respond. Now, this is what I also mean. This is why it's always like public shit is always funny, because, you know, people's friends and everything, they be trying to back them up and everything like that. You just see how dumb people are and how dumb the people they roll with are sometimes. Now, look at the bitch that responded to her and tried to help her have her back or whatever, right? Now, I ain't said shit since this, but look at what the responses these women come at me about over that. Now, intelligence and beauty don't always run hand in hand, but the women I talk to, they do. Abroad is all the way lost, I promise, but shrugs, okay. How are you lost? What? Am I not speaking English? Did that not make sense? But you're the lost one? That shows me how dumb you are. Hey, but you don't understand, which is exactly what bitches do. When bitches don't understand shit, they just shrug it off like, oh, whatever, and just move on. That's because you don't, because you a dumb bitch.
I'm sorry, I heard some shit, and I really had to laugh.
I was talking about what y'all was talking about.
I know you was, that's why I laughed.
But, am I wrong?
Stupid. She just stupid, and she mad. Like, you know what, I'm going to quote her on that. She said, stupid, ugly bitch. Can I quote it real quick and then I can leave that alone because I didn't quote it right.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna let my viewers know exactly what I heard, and she corrected me because, like I said, my hearing is kind of off. I told y'all I've been drinking since earlier today. So she called her a stupid, ugly, uppity bitch, because why is it that a girl cannot be intelligent and be beautiful at the same time? Like, I know bad bitches with bachelor's degrees, my niggas. Like, don't get the game fucked up. Like, why is it that you can't be beautiful and have the shit up it?
Let me read it again. Now, the girl that sent the first response was not even the girl I sent the request to come on the show. Like I said, this is one of her friends that just came out of nowhere and just had something to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is intelligence and beauty don't always. She put it in quotation marks because she was quoting me, what I said on my thing. So she read what I said, rewrote it, and still didn't understand it, but was trying to diss me. Like, who doesn't understand? Well, how simple is this? Intelligence and beauty don't always run hand in hand, but the women I talk to, they do. You don't understand. I'm all the way lost, I promise, but shrugs, okay. You're all the way lost. That's simple English.
But I feel like if you're lost, then why the fuck are you commenting on some shit? You don't know nothing about this. Then shut your fucking mouth. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. But if you're lost, then you didn't have no business saying what you said. You're nosy.
And then next after that, right? And then the next response I get after that, right, is the girl who I hit up again, right? Now, so now she's playing off what her homegirl said, right? So now they're trying to get this little team going, amping each other up, right? So now it's like, I know, right? Motherfucker, tum about. Now she want to sit up here. Now, look, this is exactly what she said. I know, right? Motherfucker, tum about. It says that, tum about, T-U-M-B-O-U-T, intelligence and beauty going hand in hand. Okay, so do commas, apostrophes, and shit, let go. Bitch, you talking about commas and apostrophes, and you can't even spell turnabout. Bitch, you missing two letters, and one letter don't even go in there. So you want to get all technical and shit, like, and then let go. I mean, everybody says that. But again, talk about intelligence for you to go ahead and let's tell you. You want to try to educate me on commas and apostrophes and shit on a quick text or something or whatever. But oh man, I just it's frustrating. This is why I drink. This is why I smoke. So I don't get this frustrated. This is exactly why. This is like this.
Why are you letting these bitches stress you out at the end of the day?
It's not even about stressing me out. It's just I can't stand stupidity. It's so dumb in the fact, and it pisses me off even more so when I actually reached out to somebody to be like, you know what, you should come over here and hang out, you know, woo-woo or whatever. I hate when I try to do something positive, and then bullshit comes back. You know what I mean? If I knew it was going to be like this, I wouldn't hit her up in the first place, but at least I got something to talk about for right now. You know what I'm just saying? And then and then her friend come back in, woo, Lord, I am rolling. This shit ain't even that funny. It might be funny to y'all.
Not
I believe
at all.
Me and my listeners are laughing more at y'all two than y'all two are laughing at me. So it's like, y'all so dumbass bitches.
End of the day, you out ignorant.
Dumb.
Like, I just, oh no.
And here we
oh,
go.
Oh no.
And,
like,
and
that's
another
thing
of her friends.
Too.
And here comes another one of her friends, right? Another fat bitch out of nowhere, right? You know that was his attempt to attack you. I swear some people, I just don't get their ideals. Clearly, the women he is interviewing will be desperate airheads looking for an hour of fame. Dorcas, call me. You see how bitches be? And this is what pisses me off because it's like,
no.
Look, bitch. Number one, if I wanted to attack the girl, I have no problems cussing the bitch out, doing all kind of shit and everything, woo woo and all kind of everything like that. I can attack a bitch real easy. It has been done before. It probably will be done again. It's not an issue. So I ain't attacking nobody. If you think when I said intelligence and beauty don't know, I was trying to give the bitch a compliment. And despite all that, I was even trying to get a bitch a compliment despite everything you got to say. So that's that. And then you don't get their ideals. What ideals? I'm trying to be a positive. I'm trying to do something positive. I have a positive idea. You don't get anything positive. I understand that. Dumb bitches do dumb shit, so they don't understand positiveness. So I get that. I understand. That's your fault, not mine. You know? And then this is the part that really pissed me off. Like I said, clearly the women he is interviewing will be desperate airheads looking for, and this is, like I said, I'm an airhead, but you're trying to say desperate airheads looking for an hour of fame, but you say looking for, F-O-R-A-N-D, hour of, you know what I mean? Like you can't even.
But you wanna question somebody else's stuff. Like I don't.
Yeah,
understand.
And you can't even.
Like, but see,
complain,
that's what I'm saying,
right?
Because females go too far with the word thirsty. Like that's what I'm saying. Like there's a difference. Like first off, ain't nobody hitting you up on some other shit. I'm hitting you up for you for some positiveness, person.
You can put on your bitch ass.
So exactly, you can put it on your resume. You won't look it up. Go look it up. It's on the internet. You won't look it up. I was interviewed. What's popping? But you want to sit around here? Like, no. Females go too far. You know
and
what?
Then,
yeah. Bitches go
talk
too
about
far.
Me.
I'm a dude. I'm a pull a dagger. I don't know all you bitches individually. You know what? Yes, you bitches are doing too fucking much.
And then it's like this too,
much.
Right? And then what really just upset me about the whole thing, like I said, you can talk about me all you want to. People have been talking about me all my life. People are talking about me now with shit going on. Like I said, I know everybody got something to say. You can say whatever you want to me because I done heard it all. So it's like none of that shit is going to really bother me. But when you start talking about people that I associate with or anything like that, they don't got nothing to do with you, that you don't know nothing about, and then on top of that, dissing people, like, she literally called all my beauties of the week that I ever talked to. The only bitches I talk to, the only girls I talk to are airhead, dumb, looking for hours of fame, shit, and everything like that. I don't. This,
mm-mm.
That upset.
See, no, I take offense to
that
also. You got me fucked up. No, you got me fucked up because I take offense to that also. Because
then
at
I'm
the
like,
end of the
and this
day,
is what makes me want to do shit. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, okay, because, like, I can do these type of things. Like I said, the shit people do that I see every day, I don't be wanting to do, but it's like, bitch, I could so easily get, like, your emails, track down your information, do all kind of shit or whatever, post your shit up in all kind of places, and just really fuck off whatever you got going on right now, just to bother you, you know? But It's
to him right now. I'm gonna press this number one.
Other people's stupidity. That's the one thing that's always pissed me off, and it's just blatant stupidity. I've said it all the time. Don't talk about shit you don't know. Don't assume shit. At least I would feel better, like, if anybody out there listening, even if, because obviously the people who got something to say are the people that don't listen to the fucking show. But you would have, I would give you some kind of leeway if you at least came over here and listened once. Come over once, then form an opinion. Even if it's bad, that's your right. But at least you heard the show once. Then you can say it's bad if you feel that way. But don't talk about people. Don't talk about shit you don't know nothing about. And don't assume anything about nothing Bang Out Radio got going on. Because we've been doing this. Ain't none of the girls I talk to, no kind of dumb. B.A., I could go back through all my beauties of the week and look at the college degrees they got. Look at the schools they've been in. Look at the families they're taking care of. Bitch, talk about my people. This is what I wish, you know what I mean? It's not even about me. Like I said, I feel like it's like somebody coming after my family. You know what I mean? Because people know they can't get to me. Even in relationships and shit like that, and the shit that I've been in, when bitches be trying to really, like, fuck with me, can't nobody really fuck with me personally. So what they do instead of fucking with me, they got to fuck with either the people that are around me or the things that I have, the possessions that I have, the things that I have. That's what bitches do, because they can't get to me on no one-on-one level. Because, look, I was talking to her one-on-one. She had to get her friends back up, let her friends back her up, pump her head up. Her friends sound dumb as fuck or whatever. I was there all by myself saying intelligent shit, bitch, that you couldn't even understand because it was too smart for you. I get it. I mean, I've dealt with dumb bitches in person, so I know what it's like to try to talk intelligently to a dumb bitch that don't get it. I understand. It's not the fact that, you know, I'm dealing with another dumb bitch and everything like that. It's just that it came out of nowhere, and it came from me trying to do something positive, and then on top of that, I feel like she dissed my family. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her friends. I'm really thinking I might have to post something up or somewhere, because, I mean, that shit right there is not cool.
No,
like I said, I feel like she dissed
everybody. No, fuck that bitch.
Everybody.
Because you know what? I've talked to Dagger's
like
Beauties
everybody.
Of the week,
and
you
I don't
know
like
what?
Letting that shit rock.
On real shit, hell yeah, hell yeah, because I've talked to Dagger's Beauties of the week, and I've been in interview mode with them. You got me fucked up. Now, you got me fucked up. So I feel that. No, I do, and I feel that because all hell no. All right.
I see even Levi Kev chilling out. So let me get Dagger's double play. We'll come back and hear what y'all got to say about this bitch real quick. All right, my bad. I just had to let everybody know what's going on before I went up the phone lines to everybody else. All right, so hold on. Dagger's double play. We're going to be right back. Dagger, Queen V, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. And I'm actually in a good mood tonight, I think, a little bit. We're going to do something like this. I mean, fuck these bitches. But as far as Bang Out Radio going and everything, y'all know I love y'all, man. Here we go.
The Dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. Fake shit. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to send it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. I don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't better.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. Do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get
do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick. Baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, she's finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. She's there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. Do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, I'll ride up yourself. You get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did. You get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, I'll ride up yourself.
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titty sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on. Please.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sound like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might have to suck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Now, let me start off by saying
I don't want y'all to pick the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope.
Don't think
get
that.
This shit twisted. I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this to show y'all I can flip over any bitch.
I just gotta prove a point.
You know,
I always gotta prove a point.
You know what I mean?
And I gotta let these women know,
like
too.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yo, I'm a G. Till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking black.
Huh?
Two motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
To the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm two motherfucking fly. Girl, I'm two motherfucking fly. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't go figure. They come with making figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can or muscle. You making me chuckle. Cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pick me toes. I'm sugar free. A lot has just been done to me. Conceal my emotions. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in, and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room, I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home, you wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the street, let someone else pick it up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing, I'm a G. To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fly. Now I don't try to come off me. I really hate when you cry, but I'll be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Yeah, these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes. So I got weed, gas, drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here into infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class. And my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass.
Right.
I got the ball now, bitch, you got a foul to grade. One that bucket makes 68, but you can keep the and one. You ain't follow that, so listen here. I ain't even spit, I'm saving room for my main course. You decided, and I ain't in the mood.
No, nope.
I'm looking for some better food. Cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool. I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too
what?
Motherfucking fly. Cause I'm
what?
Too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too
motherfucking fly. I saw the game, he tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip flipper, not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I'll rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else can take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like Kid and Buck. Daggers had enough of that. Get your shit, you gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president. Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a job. Just about to say I do, but now this shit would never be. So I just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G.
I'm a G. Till the day I die, man, the breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm out. Dagger.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bango Radio, with the dagger and Queen B. This be a girl, me is so real, and you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah, Dagger play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Shit. What's cracking, y'all? We back. Excuse me. West Coast Wednesday, some nice. Dagger, Queen, still good? Queen, check your mute button.
My bad. I'm sorry.
All right, remember, y'all, still time to get in on this, y'all. 661-621-7559 if you're out there listening live. Again, you guys are just chilling the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. Let's get everybody else in real quick. It's Levi Kev. How you feeling tonight, man?
Yeah, man.
How you feeling? You good?
Yeah.
As you should, man. Again, of course, every time you come through, like I said, you never know.
Hi,
gotta make
Levi.
Sure everybody know who you are, man. Let them know who you are, where they can find you real quick, all that good shit, man. I know they can Google you, but you got to tell them.
All right, man. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You know what I'm saying? I'm not representing. You know what I mean? You want to find me, man, just Google me. Stay tuned, because December 2013, The Gift and the Curse comes out. And late 2014, I will be dropping the third album, The Black Rose, and starting the Black Rose Foundation. So, nigga out here working, man.
As you should, boss. So you hanging out, or you stopping by?
Nah, because I got something to say about the damn...
for sure. Hold on one second. And, of course, MIA in the building. How you feeling tonight?
Yo, what it do? I'm trying to get my hump on. No, I'm just playing. Hi, everybody. Hi, we.
MIA, you ain't got a fart. It's West Coast Wednesdays. You ain't got a fart.
Man,
you want to get your hump on, say that shit. You ain't got a fart. It's all right.
All kind of shit.
It's okay.
Damn, what y'all talking about?
All right. You gonna learn today. But yeah, I'm Levi, talk about this bitch, man, because I ain't done yet, but I'm going to let everybody else get their part out real quick. Because now, let me apologize to all the beauties of the week, because now that I'm actually going through this bitch's information and looking at these pictures and shit or whatever, she ain't on none of y'all caliber. So I apologize for even saying that bitch to know in the first place. So I'm going to get to that in a second.
Wow, I need to hurry up and go check this out.
What do you think? What's your opinion on this, Levi? Let me know, so you see the shit I be dealing with when I'm trying to do something good?
All right, well, Let me go ahead and apologize in advance. You know what? Fuck an apology, because I don't give a fuck if I hurt your feelings. Get the fuck out of your feelings, because that don't matter to me. Okay. First off, if a nigga come at you and he says, yo, I host a fucking radio show, I want you to be my viewer of the week, that's a compliment. It's not nothing. It's not thirsty. It's not nothing. Like, he ain't trying to holler at you, so get your hell about your feelings, because you obviously don't look that good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, keep going. Keep going.
It's strictly, you know what I'm saying, that's business. That's it. That's all it is. It's a business inquiry. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, you want to sit here and say, you know, dumb bitches. But in the meantime, when you sitting here talking about yourself, half of the females that, you know what I'm saying, that you interview on the radio, actually out here doing shit. You ain't doing nothing. You on Facebook. You want to sit here, oh, girl, well, this nigga this and this nigga that. Look, you ain't got no common sense. If you want to sit here knowing I'm talking about, no, don't nobody know what you're talking about. You probably know what you're talking about. Then you're going to try to quote the nigga, and then going to say you don't understand what you're quoting. Well, don't quote me, stupid.
I mean, that's
thank you.
In school. I'm just saying
just
we all have
it.
To learn that.
All the way down. It's funny because you're making yourself look dumb. I don't even got to make you look dumb. You're doing that your damn self. You ever just sit back and just look at somebody, just look stupid? Like, bitch, you look dumb. Like, what the fuck? What do you think, M.I.A.? What do you think about this situation? What do you think about this girl?
Man, I really think she just got, like, twisted. I think that so many people that came at her, like, she was a shit. Like, oh, my God, you look so good. And whoopie whoop. This is real. This is raw, this internet. She got listeners. We doing it big, all independently. So if she ain't trying to do nothing with her movement, then she can keep it pushing. Whatever she's doing, her and her homegirl need to obviously go back to school.
But here we go.
Because, you know,
we
all
right
look
now.
Good. We all comprehend. And honestly, if she can't text, she can't talk on live radio, period.
Now,
so
here
maybe
we go, y'all. Now I don't normally do this. Now I don't normally do this, but fuck
I know
this,
you
fuck
don't.
Anything. No, I'm about to blast this bitch.
I know you
I'm
don't.
About to let everybody know where they can go find her. I want all supporters of Bang Out Radio to hit her up on some. To hit her up on some like I heard you was talking
this
about
some
Bang Out. Look,
Friday
look,
type shit. This
this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen throughout the week. This is what I want people to do. I want people to fuck with this bitch. Send her just random shit. Make up. Look, first of all, the bitch is on Tagged. I don't know if anybody's been on this social site. The site is called Tagged. All right, TAGGED.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's no random on Tagged. You sure she a woman?
So y'all check out the tag. If you got the tag, if you got the tag app, all right, this is the bitch's screen name right here. I'm telling you right now. I'm a spell. It's reckless about the mouth, and this is just some dumb shit, man. Yeah, you real reckless with the mouth, obviously.
Reckless about the mouth.
Reckless
about
the mouth.
She ain't running her mouth, so she got the running game. She reckless with them damn words. She can't spell.
Now here we go. Reckless. This is how we spell it, y'all. I want everybody, like I said,
reckless.
This is on Tag. Tag.com. You don't even have an account to look at this bitch. But I'm encouraging some of y'all to make, because I know some of y'all out here. I know I got some listeners that be on this type of shit. They don't got nothing to do. It's okay. I don't mind y'all doing that as long as y'all doing it for Bang Out Radio. You got nothing else to do. I want y'all to fuck with this bitch. All right, do
bang
whatever.
Out. We banging
just,
on
just
business
don't,
today.
Don't threaten her life or anything like that, because I don't want none of y'all getting arrested or anything like that. But I mean, y'all, but fuck
well,
with
then that
this
mean
bitch.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out on that.
Or Levi, or set up. Dude, you got to do like the females do, man. You got to set up, a false account under some other name and some make up a whole new email or something. Like I said, I know.
You know, you famous.
I know how y'all get down. I got to tell y'all how to fuck with somebody and not have it tracked back to y'all. Y'all already know how to do that. Girls have been doing this for the longest. Like, it ain't nothing new.
But you know what?
I'm going
to hurt your feelings.
Damn.
Hurt her feelings. I want her feelings hurt because she didn't hurt my feelings.
You know what?
I feel like she fucked with my family. You can't sit up here. We've been here for like 2 years, my nigga. 2 years plus. Bang out.
I mean,
bang
I wish
out
you
been here longer
show
than
her
2 years.
Some of the beauties of
that.
Bang out
been
what I
here
mean?
Longer than 2 years. Okay, I'm not even gonna say that. I've been here for at least 2 years. All right. And then in my 2 years, like I said, I've talked to some of the realest motherfuckers in the world, and that's internet. You know what I mean? That's music, models, managers. You know, I talk to motherfuckers that's doing shit, bitch. You know, so when you who ain't doing a motherfucking thing, talking about the motherfuckers that's doing shit that you don't even know, You got me fucked up.
You know, but that's what most people do. They just hate me because they ain't really got nothing to do, and they ain't got nobody who really can say, oh, well, I could promote you if you're trying to look for something, or I can help you get on here. You know, you got X and B models. We got the radio show going on. We do shows. We out here in these motherfucking streets. Bang Out is real. We real people. You feel me?
And then I need real people.
Real artists, real celebrities.
Now look, I need everybody out there listening right now, or if you go back and listen to this show at your own leisure.
So it doesn't matter. All
right, she's on tag.com. Her fucking screen name is Reckless Bout the Mouth. That's RECKLESSBOUTDAMOUFF. That's what it is. And then with the little, yeah, mouth, yeah, like with a little accent sign next to it. I don't know if it's not the minus sign, but it's like that little squiggly line. I don't know what it's called. You know, I mean, I'm slow on that one. That's the one accent I don't know, but it's some little mark. Now as I'm scrolling through these pictures, this is what I'm saying, y'all. I deeply apologize for my beauties because it's like. Because I didn't do this at first. I guess I just saw one picture. You know how all bitches can always have, no matter how ugly she is, she may have that one picture that's really good. I guess that's the one I saw.
Instagram pictures be helping.
Right, or you know.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Instagram pictures be helping these bitches for real. Cause y'all
yeah, that's for real shit.
Photoshop and all kind of shit. Like,
man,
you
come on.
Instagram. I got real photos.
First of all, dude, why does your forehead go all the way to the top of your head? Your forehead is not supposed to go all the way to the middle of the top of your head. You know, your forehead is not supposed to be that big. She got like a 6 head. You know, people say 5 head, not like 6. Her hairline's way up here at the top. Bitch, and you a chicken head. You know the bitches that can only pull their hair to just that little bun right there in the back, just that little bit, barely? You know, they try to pull their shit right there, try to pull their shit right there.
She just don't know
what to do. Stop. See, Dag, you too nice, man. I can't be you right now.
I hope you know that this is permanent. You can find us on the internet at all the time. You can download this episode and know we talking shit about your ass. We don't give a fuck about none of that.
And no disrespect to all other Green Bay Packers fans, but she's a Green Bay Packers fan, so I'm gonna say fuck the Packers, all right? Because she up here with a Green Bay Packers shirt on and a hat, all like she the shit or whatever. So I'm gonna say fuck the Packers because of that. Bitch. I'm saying it because of that. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that. There's nothing personal to the team or anything like that, but she just fucked off the Packers for the rest for life. Fuck the Packers. That's how I feel because that bitch like. You know what I mean? This bitch, and look at this shit, man. I'm looking at the pictures right now, like, the shit at the top of her head even looks fake. Can you buy a fake bun to put on the top of your head because you can't even get enough hair to fold it into a bun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, they got pointers. I mean,
oh, my God. No, I mean, you see in one picture how she, like, has hair. You see in one picture she has hair, and the other picture she doesn't have hair. Like hair? No hair.
I mean, maybe we think we can start doing makeovers to some of these females.
Yeah.
Just
no, they're not even worth it. They're not worth it.
Some people change their style up, you know what I mean?
No.
It ain't just about the same all the time.
And how do you post up a picture of your feet and they look like you've been, like, kicking bricks? How do you do that? What kind of... How do you post up a picture of your feet in heels, but they look like... You be like I said, literally kicking bricks with the front of your feet, and the back of your shit look like somebody been slicing up your Achilles tendons and shit. No kind of lotion or nothing, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? But you want to show off your feet?
I gotta see this, nigga. I gotta. What's up? Hey, I mean, you making me want to turn on my
internet and trying to see this bitch right now.
I'm giving her promotion because I want people to go see this bitch and got the nerve to talk about. Go look at this bitch, then go to my Facebook
What's
page and look at my BBs of the week. And y'all tell me. This is, like I said, I apologize, and I'm apologizing
you
on top of even sending this bitch the thing in the first place. Because I was wrong. I should have investigated more. I should have looked more at these pictures. If I would have saw the rest of this shit, she would have never got it. So it's like,
I mean,
killing me.
It's just all in, like, who willing to take the promotions, because, you know, I promote Bang Out Radio a lot, you know. I always promote you guys, like, oh, hit up Dagger, or, you know what I mean, hit up the radio show, it's all ended. independent artist, you feel me? And I get a lot of, you know, good feedback, but then again, some people would be like, oh, well, how is it going to get played and who's actually listening and how I know is this real? Just check it out and see. You know, Facebook it, Instagram it.
It's not even that, MIA. Fuck that. Don't
YouTube,
tell them to do none of that.
Do whatever
shit.
You got
to
do. We everywhere. MIA, we
well, I'm telling you this.
Like,
I'm telling everybody out there listening. If you promote the show or whatever and there's everything, that's fine. Anybody got something to say about Bang Out Radio that ain't been here? Fuck them. You ain't got to explain shit to nobody. I'm done. I'm done doing all that shit, and I don't even want nobody doing that shit for me. Like I said, if y'all out there promoting the show, thank you for promoting the show. But if anybody come at y'all like, man, what kind of show is it? Do this. Any kind of doubt or anything like that, fuck them.
Just
don't explain shit.
To it.
Don't explain shit
just
to nobody.
To
no more. Everybody. I'm telling that. Bang Out. If they either fucking with
it's
us
bang
or
out.
They
we
not.
Banging
and if they
today.
Not, it's their fault. Nigga.
Right.
Right. Get with it or keep it moving.
That's it.
Yeah, again, y'all, tag.com, reckless about the mouth with the little accent sign at the back, man. Hassle this bitch. Hassle, like I said, I can't do it because I already hit her up already. Like I said, if I go any further, it's going to be something else. I just want y'all to let her know, like, yo, don't be fucking with Bang Out. Leave Bang Out. Just little shit like that. You know what I mean? Y'all don't even got to say. If everybody that downloads this show goes over there and just says Bang Out on the page, just put it somewhere. In big bold ass letters and bold or some shit like that. Just fuck with the bitch. Just fuck with it. All right, y'all. That's what I want y'all to do. This is what we're gonna do because we gotta ride out for Bang. We obviously we gotta let people know. Like people say that some people just deserve an ass whooping.
For Bang Out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Obviously some people deserve an ass whooping. This woman does. The last one, like I said, the last one who was talking about the emails and shit or whatever, that was all on me. She didn't talk about nobody else. She didn't bring up the show. She didn't bring up none of my beauties of the week. She didn't bring up none of that shit or whatever. So it's like I handled that shit as I handled it by myself. That's fine. This shit right here, this is a family event. This one is a family event. All right, so. Again, y'all say, and look at this shit. Chicken head bitch right here, man, looking like somebody just struck her head with a match. Oh, I can't believe this shit, man. You know one of the people that look like that?
A wildfire with that motherfucking head.
Like, I'm serious, like the motherfucking, like she just put her head on the ground and just was running across the ground with her head and her feet. You know what I mean? Not even just, let me just fuck my head up as much as I can. Can't stand this shit.
I mean, you never know what people like,
though. Let me stop, man. I'm going to stop talking about this, man. I'm taking too much time on this. But, yeah, y'all, one more time. Tag.com, reckless about the mouth. You know what I mean? And then anything, if y'all get any responses or anything like that, email them to me. I want to see them. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Email them to me if anybody gets any responses. Because I dare her to try to say something to somebody else. Like, you know what I mean? I'm on this type of shit right now. I'm done. I'm done being nice to people. And anybody can get it fucking with Bang Out Radio. Anybody. All right.
Yeah. to play for another trip. Let's hit the states, better yet my place. Nails on my skin while I'm going knee.
The first time I saw your beautiful eyes. The first time, the first. Mumble, you need to set the mood. Let me show you boys what I'm talking about. dancing love so sweet. I wanna keep you burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love, love, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. Tonight is right for love, love, baby.
Hey, look, it's working.
Now, children, gather around and watch the wonders of life, the beauty of Mother Nature. Now I know how all those white women must have felt.
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, MIA still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, for sure. Well, let's tone it down just a little bit before we get up out of here. But just to switch gears before we sign out tonight, little porn watch or whatever, because, you know, every now and then, like, go across the porno movies and I see some shit that's like, what the fuck is this? Like,
my time.
But all right, now this one. Now this one I saw. Now this is just a matter of, is this right or is this wrong? Okay, this is all this is a matter of. So, because I was kind of on the fence about it. I don't know. Now, basically, okay, a guy, you know, two people having sex. Now, it's the place they were having sex. They were having sex in an abandoned church. Now, but it was one of those type of churches where. But it was one of those type of churches though, like from like one of the horror movies or something like that. You know, run down, holes all in it, barely standing. You know, wasn't shit in it really or anything like that. So I mean, it's not like it was an official church. I understand it's still a church. But it wasn't like a church, not like people go to really on Sundays and shit. You know what I mean? It's like really like abandoned in the back of some where, way out place somewhere. So I don't know. Good or bad? Because, I mean, I'm thinking that I try to put myself in the situation, and I just don't know. Like I said, I'm a freak. Like I said, I get it in if I can get it in, wherever I got to get it in, if that's where I got to get it in at.
Oh,
you know,
no,
what
I know God watching anyway, but I'm a little bit more uncomfortable to get it
but
in.
But I mean, if you saw the church, if you saw the video, it's like, it's not like, you know, it's not like I said, it's abandoned. Like it ain't been used, and I don't know, God knows how long. Like one of those things where it's like you could probably push on the outside wall and it could fall over. That's it was, but still, just because it was a church though, huh? No matter what, it's still a church. Wait, Quinn, what do you think? Is it good or bad?
I think I would really have to be in that situation. Like, I think I would really have to have a nigga to pull up on me about in church and be like, "You want to go?" And I think I'm damn.
See, you like me, it's kind of hard.
Like, okay, it's me and you, ain't nobody in here. Like, we can get it. Like, I don't know. Yes, we are.
I mean, my thing is, I feel if priests can molest little boys in actual churches.
That's what
churches,
we're talking about, abandoned church.
If I feel a priest can molest little boys in actual real church, then I should be able to have sex with a girl in an abandoned church. You know, what if we're on the outside of the church, but she's like leaning against the church? How about that? Is that okay?
Say that again. No, I'm sorry. Say that real quick again.
What if we're outside the church and like she's like leaning on the wall or whatever, but she's leaning on the church, but we're outside, maybe in the back somewhere or something. Does that work? Or is it just the fact that we're inside the church and that's
on the side of the church? Around a corner.
I humped around a corner from a church. I can't even lie about myself. But
okay, around the corner from a church. But no, we're talking like
but
I said.
No, but see, but we're talking about at the church. Like it's
abandoned. But it's an abandoned church.
So,
don't
like,
it's abandoned. Don't forget the abandoned, decrepit, almost about to fall and get torn down, like a strong wind
okay,
blowing
so
over
it's
type
like
church.
One of them scary movies. Like,
exactly.
Okay,
that's what I'm
like
saying. It's like one of those scary
church.
Movie churches.
Like,
think of it like
yeah.
this.
Okay,
if it was a scary, look at it like this. Look at it like this. Wait. Look at it like this. Look at it like this. It's like one of those, think scary movie. It's like if you were to have sex in it and it was a scary movie, you would get killed in the church. You know what I mean? Because everybody having sex in the movies get killed. But that's how run down the church is. I mean,
oh,
but also
okay.
keep in mind, these
no,
people.
That wasn't
these
funny.
People, but these people were in broad daylight. Let's not get this wrong here. They were in broad daylight when they
okay.
were in the church. So you could see, that's what I'm saying. And the roof, there was damn near no roof in there. So, I mean, he had all the light that he needed in there. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those, like, dude, it's like, damn.
It's kind of like it was just outside.
I think if I was in that situation, I'd probably just be like, fuck it, let go.
Fuck it. Okay, thank you. That's how I feel
but
low key.
But see, I would have to be in the situation. Flame? Okay. Hold on. Give me get one. Hold on.
Uh-oh. MIA, you
I'm
continue
sorry,
against it,
I'm
though,
sorry.
Right? Negatory?
I mean, just like you said, it wasn't a churchy church. Like, it was broke down. They about to build something else. So if I'm with that right person and I'm feeling the moment, then fuck it. Why not?
That's what I like.
Let me
yeah.
get it in.
I got some real people with me. Fuck it. We don't have to get
more
abandoned church.
Or just six months of my life,
you
don't do it.
It ain't
a church. We fuck it. Abandoned church. It don't matter. Wait, hold on real quick. Hold on. What's going on? Queen.
I'm sorry,
okay?
y'all. I'm cooking. I'm hanging out. I'm about to get back in the koozie and... I'm with the homegirls right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize. So
well,
it was a quick conversation going on while I was trying to find my flame. I'm sorry.
And then another video I saw, right? This is another thing that is just niggas. This is niggas shit. Like four or five dudes and one bitch in like what looked like a dorm room, right? And they all just, you know, rotating on the female and everything. But certain things that was funny
wow.
about it, right? Two dudes are taking her down, right? One's in her mouth, one's beating it up. But these niggas, and the other guys recording everything, right? But these niggas, while they're fucking and while one is getting head, the one nigga flexes like Hulk Hogan style. Like, you remember Hulk Hogan, how he used to, like, flex, put both
wow.
his biceps up and everything?
Wow.
He flexed
wow.
And then kissing his muscles. Like, remember Ravish and Rick Rude from back in the day? I used to watch the old school wrestling. But the nigga would... He was flexing his muscles and then kissing his muscles like whoa, while he was getting head and shit like while his homeboy was fucking and everything. I'm like,
you know, what? Just like after you know Jody got down beating it up, he started doing that dance. Maybe he was just flexing on the bitch like
what?
Fuck it. Like,
here's the thing. See,
he was
that's dying. A movie. That's a movie. It's like this is real life. This is amateur porn. Who the fuck? Are you trying to show off to your homeboy
hey,
holding the
was,
camera?
He was feeling himself. He thought he
no.
did something real good. You feel
not
me?
But see, at the end of the day, no,
muscles.
Because at the end of the day, he was like, somebody going to watch this shit, so some bitch
mm-hmm.
going to fall in love with my muscles.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
this
that what
shit is sexy, huh?
And then I don't know. And then they do the thing where the guy gets up, they get up, they switch positions or whatever. Then you got the girl, but then all the niggas standing around a girl, like four dudes around, and she's doing the whole "I got two dicks in my hand." Like this is real life, though. It's not actual porn. This is like one of those amateur videos. So this is somebody's real dog.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's somebody's real
well,
dog. But I mean, like I said, it looked like a little college scene and shit, right? So you got the bitch like going back and forth between two dicks with two dicks in her hand and just trying to. And I'm like, look, okay, a few things.
Dagger,
few
I
things.
Know one porno you would probably like to see. I have seen one where this one guy was fucking 12 girls. I mean, every last one of these bitches got in the same
wow.
position at the same time. He'd fuck one for 2-3 minutes and be rubbing on the other titty. And it was just like, damn, that's just nasty.
That is not
no, but
on
this
all
one,
white
but still
girls.
What I said about this one, though,
races.
Right? Just a few
it
things.
It was different
about
races, but it's still like, is it that worth it? Like, you need sex to
well,
that.
That's what
like.
I was trying to figure out on this one. Just a few facts about, like, all right, fellas, look. Take it from somebody who's done this. Like I said, I speak on shit that I know, so I can speak on this a little bit. Look, ain't nothing pimpish to me, I'm sorry, about one bitch that's got to be shared by like four, five niggas, like four, five, six, and everybody's just in line waiting to take down one bitch. That shit has never been cool to me, you know. It's always a 2-to-1 ratio in my opinion. If it's one girl, two niggas at most. That's just how I feel. Now, what niggas should be on, or what niggas should be, like, if you got four niggas, then you need like eight females. It should be two. The ratio's wrong. This is what niggas is now realizing. It's like niggas' ratios is all fucked up. And then on the other hand, ladies, females, bitches, hoes, rats, whatever. This bitch right here, don't do shit that bitches do in porno movies that you're not getting paid for. I've said it many, many times. If you're going to be a hoe, if you're going to be that type of bitch or whatever, at least get paid for it. Get paid for it. I'm sorry. At least get legit money for it. Because this bitch ain't gaining no stripes and ain't getting nothing except looking like the biggest hoe in the world, fucking four or five niggas in somebody's dorm room somewhere. And you think you ain't been broadcasted to whoever around over there or whatever, too. It's like, bitch, you stupid. So my thing is, if you're going to go for that title, and that's the title you want and everything like that, you should at least get paid for it. Don't do it for free. Don't do it for free. If you're going to be a hoe, be the best paid hoe in the world. But that's all I'm saying. That's all. All right, Amaya, let's get out of here, man. Any shout outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you so we can go home tonight.
Oh, no. Just catch me on Bang Out Radio every day with you. Catch me on Reverb Nation. Mia Sorrell, MIASOREAL. Catch me everywhere at that name. Instagram, anywhere. Just put it in and you'll find me.
There it is, y'all. MIA, thanks for checking in tonight. Shouts out to Alexa Levi for checking in. Daggers News Beauty of the Week, Bria. Make sure you check her out. And then, of course, Queen. Any shout out you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you out, all that good stuff.
Okay, again, I want to apologize to Daggers Beauty of the Week. I really apologize for that. Like, I wasn't trying to be rude. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. Again, I have to, you feel me, because I just need you to know that it wasn't on no foul shit. I really need you to know that. Okay, now, my shout out. Shout out to my girl Koya Imani, a.k.a. my wives. I appreciate the fuck out of y'all. I love y'all. We kicking it. We ain't here about the koozie. And then again, let's turn up. Me and the say. Shout out to anybody who is fucking with Bang Out Radio. Anybody. Like, anybody who listens, anybody who want to doubt us, my nigga, at least you just turn us on one time. I appreciate y'all. Y'all, any haters, y'all can kiss my ass. And my nigga, I got a fat one. And believe me, it'll take you all fucking day to kiss this motherfucker. So best believe, once you get you over here hating on us, let's go. Let's believe. Anyway. Now, shout out to Dagger. I appreciate you. I appreciate the fuck out of you. And y'all can catch me. Koya already said you. You just late, Bill. Anyway. Oh, Koya says hi, everybody. She ain't got a phone near her right now. She told everybody hi earlier, but I told her it wasn't the time, and she yelled at me. So, Koya, everybody, Koya said hi. She said hi, everybody. You guys can catch me on Twitter.com. I have changed my Twitter again. I'm sorry, this is my last time. I think I have found the perfect name. I best believe me, I think I have found it. It is Cali Queen V. Cali Queen V, that is Queen with a W, best believe. It's Queen V, V-E-E. Just like the email, you guys can send me your music at Queen V, V-E-E, 1991 at gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V, V-E-E, 1991 at gmail.com. You guys can catch me every Wednesday on West Coast Wednesday Hump Night, fucking with my boy the Dagger, my nigga. Y'all talk to me, I'll talk back.
Yeah, there it is. Y'all know me, Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Y'all know where it's at. Y'all know how we get down, all right? So as far as everything goes tonight, like I said from the jump, if you got a problem with Bang Out Radio or if you don't even know what Bang Out Radio is, there's two things you can do. Either figure out what we got going on, or stay the fuck out the way, point blank, period, because, like I said, I'm done with all the extras, I'm done with all the bullshit, I can't wait till Friday, so I can really let y'all know what's been going on with me this week, and it's just crazy right now, but, again, stay strong, I'm going to try to stay positive no matter what, because no matter what positiveness I do, there's always somebody out there that's trying to bring it down, but fuck that, can't stop, got to keep going, and like I said, I'm doing this for y'all, we here together, like I said, this is important to me, I don't know what everybody else feels, what y'all out there listening. Maybe I'll know your reasons for being here on Bang Out Radio. But if you're here, whatever that reason is, like I said, you got one. All right, I'm here for y'all. I'm here for myself. I'm here to promote these independent artists. I'm here to kick some real shit because I know that there's a lot of bullshit in the world. All right, so at least people need to hear some realness, at least be somewhere where they can be safe, not be judged, not be talked about unless you got a reason to be talked about. But like I said, as long as you're on point with your shit, ain't nobody going to talk about nobody here. That's not how we get down. But when people come over here and try to fuck with us, then we got an issue. All right, so again, make sure y'all fuck with this bitch, tag.com. All right, reckless, south to mouth. All right, make sure you go hit her shit up and fuck with her a little bit if y'all got nothing else to do. Y'all know the rundown on the shows. Every Wednesday night, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, 9 to 11. Fuck You Friday, 6 to 8, All Talk, where we get that shit off our chest before the weekend gets here. Slap Sunday, playing the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. And make sure you tune in on Sunday because I got a whole lot of new slappers that I'm going to get to this Sunday, all right? And, of course, the Triple M Show on Monday, where it's just all music, all right? Where it's just all music, 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 and these independent artists. And we'll be right back here on West Coast Wednesdays. Y'all know to get down. Y'all know where we at. 4 days a week, throughout the week, to get y'all through the week, all right? All right, I think I'm done now. Yeah, that's it, y'all. I'm right out with the Witty Gang. We'll see y'all next week. See y'all on Friday. Bye.
Yeah, girl. You make me want to say something. Are you with it, girl? Because that's what I need.
Yeah,
that's what I need. A Witty girl that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl?
When I'm on, all the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She gotta know.
If you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
Like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. It's a drink, kush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like you belong in a hardcore porno. Gotta not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat. And swallows, bitches, a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and right there with the answer. Kush and Molly straight with quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swears don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a with it, girl. Playing, show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answer. 4DB takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking. Girls,
girls be fucking with it.
They pussy shade, they're very trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting none and leave it in. But it's in her mouth, her ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Girl, cause that's what I need. I need a wicked girl that knows how to please.
Gotta know, gotta know.
If you ain't wicked,